Hello and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter that the Chinese government is removing storylines from Friends, we will share. I want to know what the Friend storyline department of culture is like in China. But we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something Laura and I call a tiny victory.
Oh my God, that got me. That's right. So thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about your country spying on you. Ouch. And I'll stop worrying about finding $3 million in my spam folder.
And I'll stop worrying about how I'm going to make guacamole with a ban on avocados.
Oof. And now, let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. Coming up on today's show, I am going to posit a tiny solution to a ginormous problem.
Ooh. Plus, enough is enough. Maybe. Kinda. Possibly. But first, let's talk about ritual.
Let's do that.
Ritual vitamins, they're great. They're very special vitamins. I love them. They are created by a woman. She wanted a better vitamin for herself. I couldn't respect this more. She wanted a better vitamin for herself, and she got it made. Now it's available for all of us. Yay. It was formulated to help fill in nutrient gaps in women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43%.
That's very important to me. Yes.
Yeah, it's huge. These are in like gold standard studies. The site, they're very transparent on the site. It's just this great idea of, I need this important thing for my health. I don't see what I need. I'll make it.
Yeah, I love it. They're gold standard studies that they have used to create these vitamins. I just got my first supply in the mail. I'm very excited about it. I know you've been taking them. So it's something I feel really good about that they are one of our sponsors. And right now, Ritual is offering listeners 10% off on your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/tiny. Turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off ritual.com/tiny.
As a little minty taste.
Okay. So the other night at dinner with friends, which is a tiny victory in and of itself.
Can you imagine a year ago? Can you imagine telling your year ago self that you were going to get to have dinner with friends?
I know. No way. Never again. So my friend Darby Maloney, who is a
cool
podcast
name.
Producer, cool name, extraordinaire, over at Pineapple, shared something that gave me what, you know, I like to call a braingasm, which is a tiny orgasm in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to record it at dinner. That didn't work. You know me in technical stuff. So I had her call the Tiny Victories hotline. Take a listen.
Awesome.
Hi, you all. Annabelle and I were recently talking about our frustration with the amount of excess that certain members of our society have in terms of wealth and mostly material things. And I was telling her about my favorite idea for how to combat that inequality, which comes from Calvin Trillin by way of his deceased wife, Alice. She had this idea that she lived by called the principle of enoughness. And to enact the principle of enoughness, she would propose some kind of tax, which she called the Alice tax, which would allow people to have enough money and things to live their life comfortably. But after a certain point, it's like, okay, that's enough. Let's disperse the rest of that to everybody else. And frankly, I think that we'd all be better off if we could live by that principle of enoughness. This is Darby Maloney. Bye.
Oh, that's great.
I love this so much because every so often our government will try to tackle this issue of like, well, there's going to be the flat tax or the wealth tax or the generation, you know, the tax on things you inherit or just all these different kinds of things. It never happens, right? I mean, or it hasn't happened yet. But I feel like we can all agree. And the thing that really started this conversation with Darby was we were talking about Jeff Bezos having a bridge taken apart so his yacht could go through.
I was gonna ask, like, are you directly attacking my super yacht?
Yes, I'm directly attacking
your
super yacht. The thing was, you know, I just felt like there are some cases where we can just go, you know, enough is enough. Like, everybody can just agree. We can cut through the red tape. We don't need, like, to what percentage of this or that. They're just something like, we just go, okay, people, this is out of control.
And I feel like the sentence would always start with, you know, exactly how you said it.
Yeah, what I love is that Alice was a teacher. She was a professor. And I love the idea that a teacher just knows things like you don't bring candy unless you have enough for the whole class.
Right.
Like,
fairness.
It's just that kind of, like, we can all agree there are just some times when it's just so obvious. And so Alice is obviously gone now. She left us with this idea. I had the idea that we could have Dave Barry do this, because everybody loves Dave Barry. Like, you can't not love, like, it has to be someone. Like, who's going to be the arbiter of enoughness? First of all, I love the idea of, like, the arbiter of enoughness or the department of enoughness. Like, you know, we have the DEA, like, the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA. We'll have the DOE, Department of Enoughness. And Dave Barry is my suggestion to head it, because, like, we know Dave Barry's smart. It takes a lot. He writes a column. He's funny. He writes books. He's smart. He's smart. And everybody likes him. Like, you can't argue with Dave Barry. He's just funny. You know, he's not someone who's going to be, I don't know, arrested for, I should say this, knock on wood. I just feel like he'd be a great guy. So
I'll trust you on that. I don't know his work that well, but sure.
Well, he's I think just the perfect person for it.
I'd rather have a lady.
Oh, you'd rather have a lady? Okay. Who do you have a suggestion for for the arbiter of enoughness? Who
Michelle Obama or Kate McKinnon or
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's such a tough, because in the movie version of this, right, you do it, and then now that person has too much power, then that person is corrupt. I hate to be a cynic. But I love it in the perfect world version of, like, what if there was just enoughness? Like, what if it was even just a concept in our society instead of get everything you can, you know, dominate, no pain, no gain?
Yeah. I don't see that happening either. I mean, I know this is like a pie in the sky sort of thing. And yet, who would have thought we're living, who would have thought Trump would have been elected? Who would have thought we have a virus? I mean, so when you think about these things that seem like impossible to conceive, I'm just putting it out there.
No, I like that. Because I hate when my cynicism rises up like that. And I like the idea of, hey, we've been through a lot of impossible stuff in 2 years and 4 years. So maybe it's a neat, positive possibility. And I really like it. I remember when I was 8 years old and going to the grocery store with my mom. And she was always a little stressed out about going to the grocery store, possibly because she was with an 8-year-old. But
yes.
I remember thinking, like, why did we have to pay, like, not in an entitled way, but in similar to what you're talking about? I was like, well, what if we just all just came when we needed and took what we needed? Wouldn't everything be fine? Like, I created socialism when I was 8. I don't know, in my head. But there's, in little kids, kind of, there can be that sense of fairness and everybody gets, or, you know, whatever. I remember having that thought, and then later I was introduced the concept of socialism or whatever, and I was like, I've been on this for a long time.
I know. I mean, there is just something, I think, just innate about this idea that we all should know that when enough is enough. So I put it out there by way of Calvin Trillin and Alice Trillin trying to recruit Dave Barry or Kate McKinnon or Michelle Obama, just throwing it out there, because in all the unlikeliness of the world, perhaps somehow. Okay, think about that, listeners.
Someone save us.
Someone save us.
Help.
And let's take a quick break so we can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. When we come back, we will hear about a drug-related tiny victory. But it's not what you're thinking.
Ooh, spicy.
From the internationally acclaimed creators of Who Shot Ya comes the movie podcast Maximum Film, starring producer and film festival programmer Drea Clark as a woman bound by passion.
I saw this 8 months ago on the festival circuit, and I loved it.
Film critic Alonzo Duralde as a man corrupted by greed.
Why watch one Hallmark Christmas movie when I can watch seven?
And comedian Ify Wadiwe as a man protecting a love that society simply won't accept.
I think Pacific Rim is a perfect movie. And if you can't accept that, then I want you out of my life.
From the makers of the movie podcast Who Shot Ya comes Maximum Film.
That's right. We changed the name of our show to Maximum Film.
But don't worry. We're still a movie review show that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes.
So tune in to Maximum Film at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. We have a short but wonderful, I took heart at this tiny victory from Emily. I know it's going to be relatable to a lot of listeners. I was cheering her on. Let's take a listen.
Hello, lovely humans. This is Emily. My tiny victory this week is that I actually renewed my prescription before I was out of it. Given that it's an anxiety med, it's always a little bit of a back and forth on that one, but I finally did it this week, and I am feeling great. Thanks for all you do. It's a blast. Bye.
Great. Can I just say something I love about this, which is that I had this situation where I also, I know it's going to be a surprise when I say that I take an anxiety medication as well, and I was seeing a doctor at the time, who I would call and I would say, hi, I can't remember the dosage of this medication. And can you remind me of that? I need to reorder. And he would say, like, I can't do this for you because you have to be responsible for that. And I just remember the last conversation with him I had was, I said, if I could remember the dosage and to call on time, I wouldn't need this medication. And I switched, and I have never looked back. But, you know, it can be very anxiety-provoking.
It is. And it's also, yeah, being responsible for your own anxiety meds is would be, I mean, that's not inherently anxiety-causing. I love it because I even outside of, it's so easy to forget about the thing that you need, that you've run out of until you need it again. Like I do it with deodorant, kitchen sponges, any kind of cleaning stuff, salads sometimes.
You're running just late and you didn't put gas in the car and you're
empty.
Oh, my
God. I like to think it's because I live super in the moment. But it's, I love the idea of, you know, my tiny victory, renewing a thing like before it ran out is, I completely sign off on that. It's fantastic.
I know. And in the realm of tiny victories, I feel like, Emily, you're setting the bar high for tiny. I love it. I love it. Congratulations. You're making me feel like I can maybe do just a tiny bit better. Not a lot better. Just a tiny bit.
It is inspiring.
All right. Well, that's enough for this week's show. Oh, how about that? Enough is enough. How about that?
Oh, no, very, very good.
You know, we call that a callback in the comedy world.
And a nice transition.
Thank you.
Segue.
Like I'm telling you something you don't know, Laura House. Okay.
I like it.
Thank you to Emily for calling in with that prescriptive victory.
And thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories. We love doing episodes sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record the Tiny Victory of your choice on the voice memo app of your choice and email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show. Enough is never enough on that account. Tell your friends, family, or anyone you meet you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review.
Yes, the review might say, there's never too much of tiny victories. And be sure to follow us on social media. A girl can dream. Be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle is at GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. Follow us individually on Twitter. You can follow me at L.A. Gerwich.
And my handle is at I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is the great Laura Swisher.
Swish, as we call her. Never too much of Swish. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have just the right number of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.